Thanks for tuning in to the Charles Novell School of Music podcast, The Best Day Yet. Here you'll find tips, insight, and information to help your music and your ministry succeed. Whether you're a singer, a musician, or a songwriter, we want to help you where you are, but we also want to help you get to where you want to go. We believe that our talents are God's gift to us, but what we do with those are our gift back to God. Yesterday's information is important, but what we can learn today will make this the best day yet. Hey there, everybody. Rob Novell here. We are back for another week, another podcast, another episode of the Charles Novell School of Music podcast, the CNS Best Day Yet podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, taking time out of your day, out of your schedule, to see what it is that we have to offer you this week. And this is going to be a little different this week. Not so much teaching as more informative, infomercial, let's call this. I want to bring a few things to everyone's attention. Man, we are quickly approaching the holidays. Next week is Thanksgiving. And then before we know it, you know, that dude in that red suit shows up and it's Christmas, and we know the real reason for the season. We celebrate our Lord and Savior's birth. It's where it all began. It's where the promise began. But, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with enjoying the holidays. And so things are going to get busy, and we're all going to get caught up in things and deadlines and all the shopping, all the decorating. We are those people at Casa de Novell. We have already, we have a couple trees up. We put up multiple trees. We are almost done with our Christmas decorating, and we're just those people. I've heard a lot of talk recently about Thanksgiving being overlooked. I had a couple, two brothers, students that I teach on Monday nights, and they were all sad and feeling melancholy for Thanksgiving. They said, we go straight from Halloween to Christmas, and Thanksgiving gets overlooked. And they brought up a good point. They're like, you know, there are Halloween songs, there's Christmas songs, there aren't any Thanksgiving songs. And so we're going to get busy, and we have a deadline approaching, a couple deadlines actually approaching on December 31st as the year ends. So I just wanted to take a few minutes today, talk about some things that are happening, some things that are available to you. Different things apply for different people that may be listening to this, but I want to remind our CNS 23 family, those that were with us at CNS 23, we really, really stressed. We did this while we were still in Murray at CNS 23. We really stressed early registration this year because I felt God really just kind of showed me during CNS 23. I think just kind of gave me an open look into the future of the Charles Novell School of Music and what God has prepared for us and what He has set aside for us to do. And a theme at CNS 23 all week long, I kept quoting Isaiah 1:19 that says, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat from the best of the land. And we have been willing at CNS to listen to what God is asking for us to do. And we've been obedient to walk that out and to follow that out. So we have seen great growth the last couple of years. That is super exciting. I get the amazing opportunity to move the vision forward of our founder, my dad, the guy that started this whole thing. My dad loved God, and he loved God's people. He loved encouraging people. He loved speaking into people. He loved creating opportunities for people. And that's what I get to continue to do with CNS. And God is just, he continues to open doors, provide new opportunities for us to do things in new ways, and in some cases in bigger ways. And this podcast that we do weekly, this is an extension of what we do at CNS. This is CNS on a weekly basis, where we used to have to wait 12 months out of the year to get together for the Charlottesville School of Music. God is opening doors and moving us more into a year-round entity, into a year-round thing here. And it's just exciting. It's exciting to be able to share the vision of CNS with as many people as we can. And it just, you know, it makes me smile and warms my heart to know that my dad is looking down and smiling upon our efforts, upon what we are doing, because we are continuing to reach people. We're continuing to encourage people. We're continuing to motivate people and help them get to the next level with their music by offering training to them. And our staff, you all, is top notch. It's amazing to me when I look at the staff that God has sent to stand beside me in this venture. I mean, it's mind-blowing, the people that he has sent our way to help us link arms and do what it is that we're called to do. And man, they are ready to help you in any way that they can. They are extremely selfless. It's not about them. They are part of what we do because they want to encourage and motivate people. That's why they chose to be on our staff at CNS. It's not about what opportunity is in this for them. It's what opportunities can they help create for other people. So just excited about what is happening. So we've been talking early registration. We have, you all, we've never had this many. We're like at 60 students. It is November 14th. And we have 60 students registered in the books. We are on pace for a record year. And that's just super, super exciting. So with that being said, many people have taken advantage. We offered our students that were at CNS 23 an incentive to get registered by the end of the year, which is December 31st. You know, a couple months ago, that seemed way out there. That's not any longer. I mean, we're just, you know, 6 weeks or so away from that. So that incentive, CNS 23, if you are listening to this episode, this podcast, remember, we need to hear from you by December 31st. Here's the other reason that we've been encouraging people to get registered early. Several of our instructors, their schedules are already full. So if you, the early registration enables you to select the private instructor that you want to study with. And we do that on a first come, first serve basis. And our registration forms come in, they're date time stamped, so we can keep track of that. But literally, our faculty, our instructors, our teachers only have so many spaces in a day that they can teach, and then they're full. So we have teachers that are already full. We have other teachers filling up. So if you are wanting to study with someone specific, and you're going to be with us at CNS 24, we need to hear from you sooner versus later. Exciting what all is already scheduled to do. We literally are working on the schedule for July 14th through the 20th. We are putting the schedule together with classes. We're adding some new things this year. We're going to be talking about that shortly. And, you know, just excited to put that information out there and let you guys see again just how we're growing and going at CNS. It's just what we need to do. It's what we God's intending for us to do. And again, Isaiah 119, we're just being willing and obedient. So get registered now. That I'm kind of talking to CNS 23 people, but that stands for anyone. If you plan on attending CNS 24 and there's a specific instructor you would like to study with during the week, we need to hear from you again sooner versus later. So reach out to us. The website is www.cnsmusic.com. You can register right there on the website. And all it requires at this point is the deposit of $125. That secures your spot. lets you, you know, go ahead and get registered. Your spot will be saved. You can go ahead and select your instructor at this time. So reach out to us. We'd love, love, love to have you with us at CNS24. All right. Another thing that I want to talk about, I put a post out on social media this week about our scholarships. We opened registration back on September the 1st. And at the same time, we opened up the scholarship applications, and we've put some posts out about that here through the fall. We have multiple scholarships that we offer each year for CNS, and we have three main scholarships. We have the Katie Roberts Memorial Scholarship. Katie was a student at CNS for many, many years. She attended CNS faithfully every summer. She also studied with my dad privately throughout the year. And Katie was a gifted, gifted pianist. And Katie, God saw fit. He needed Katie to play up there. And a couple years ago, Katie and her mother were involved in an accident, and we lost Katie and her mom. And at that time, I knew immediately that we would establish a Katie Roberts Memorial Scholarship. And that scholarship is kind of set aside for an aspiring, an up-and-coming pianist. Katie, again, was very, very gifted on the piano. And in her memory, we want that scholarship to go to an individual that plays the piano, not as looking to play the piano, but is already established as a pianist. And we've been able the last couple years to award that scholarship to students. And this will actually be the third year that we have given out the Katie Roberts Memorial Scholarship. So if you are a pianist and you are looking just to deepen your talents and your playing ability, and you kind of want to go next level with things, and you are looking to apply for a scholarship, that would be a great one for you to apply for. We also have the Jeff Stice Impact Scholarship, and we have multiple of these. These are set aside for young people. And to totally clarify that, we're talking 18, 19, 20 and under. Jeff, we called it the Impact for this reason. Jeff taught at the Charlesville School of Music for 40 years. My dad hired Jeff in 1982. And I was 12 years old that year. I was able to study piano with Jeff at our school that year, 1982. And so that's when I first met Jeff. And Jeff very, very quickly just became part of the Novell family, part of the school. And I have a sister. I never had a brother. And God sent Jeff and as that role in my life to be a big brother to me. And he influenced my life in so many ways, not only my music, but personally, spiritually. He was not shy to give Rob tough love when Rob needed tough love. And Jeff and I had some deep, hard discussions. And here's what I noticed about that relationship. And in any relationship, basically, is, you know what? We tell our students this every year. I say this at orientation on Sunday night. The effectiveness of our staff at our school as teachers is directly proportionate to the openness of a student. You know, you can talk to people all day long. You can try to help them. You can offer them suggestions, things that maybe, if they adjusted, that maybe some different results would come forth. We talk a lot about attitude. My mom growing up, she would say, Rob, it's time for an attitude adjustment, a checkup from the neck up. And I believe the relationship worked like it did with Jeff, because I believe God spoke to him spoke to him so he could speak through him at times with that tough love. But he knew that I would be open to receive what he would say. I've seen Jeff talk to some people about some things, and man, on the other side of it, he shared from his heart. He was trying to help them. On the other side of it, no change in that individual. And, you know, they're still kind of facing some of the same battles that he was trying to help them get from. So Jeff was just an encourager. He made an impact on my life. He made an impact on this school. He made an impact on everyone's life that knew Jeff. And Jeff made an impact on gospel music. And it was easy. When we lost Jeff, we knew we would have a Jeff Stice scholarship, and it was easy to name it. We call it the Jeff Stice Impact Scholarship, and that's why we've set this one aside for young people. We are looking for young people that are going to make an impact in Christian music, and we have 10 of these that we were able to offer, and the last 2 years, we have seen 20 young people come through this school, CNS 22, CNS 23, that I know and do believe that God has his hand on their lives. He's called them. He's anointed to use them in the future to continue to spread the gospel, to encourage and uplift the Christian, but to fish for those lost souls. So the Jeff Stice Impact Scholarship for young people, singers, musicians, songwriters, whatever the gifting is, this is an opportunity for those students to attend the school under a Jeff Stice Impact Scholarship. The neat thing about these scholarships as well, if a student is underage, under 18, you know, I require, you know, we have to have a parent, a legal guardian, a chaperone, someone has to be there with them. The school is safe and we watch out for each other, but you know, I'm busy. I can't keep my eyes on these young people 24/7. So we need to have an adult, a chaperone, a parent with them. And these Jeff Stice scholarships cover the cost for a student to attend the school. And it also covers the cost of a guest to come as a chaperone or a parent to be there with their child. So, great opportunity again. So that's the Jeff Stice Impact Scholarship. We also offer one other scholarship directly through CNS. We've had generous donors designate. We've had phone calls and say, "Hey, is so and so registered for the school? I want to pay their tuition this year." So we'll have individuals do that. But we offer three scholarships: the Katie Roberts Memorial that we talked about, the Jeff Stice Impact Scholarship, and then the third one is the Charles Novell Legacy Award. And you all, again, my dad loved God. He loved God's people. He loved this school. He loved pouring into people. And this scholarship goes out to someone that has a great talent and a great gift, but also, represents and shows qualities of leadership. My dad was a leader. He, people followed him because he led in a way that, people wanted to be part of what he was doing. So the Charles Novell Legacy Scholarship goes to individuals that, again, have a great talent, but their heart is right. Their attitude is right. It's not about them. It's about surrendering those gifts and talents unto the Lord. You know, at the Charles Novell School of Music, we believe that our talents are God's gift to us, but what we do with them, that's our gift back to Him. So recipients of the Charles Novell Legacy Scholarship are those type of people. People that they're not in it for themselves. They're in it to give God all the glory, to honor God through their giftings, their skill sets, the talents that God has given them. So three scholarships that we have, and it's very, very easy to apply. The reason, again, I wanted to bring this with the holidays approaching and things getting busy, we opened them September 1st, and the application submission process is open through December 31st, and then we shut that down. We have received more scholarship applications this year than any previous year. That's exciting as well. What we will do in January, I have a team of my staff that will be helping me select and award scholarships. So we are actually getting ready to start that process now. And January, we will start to announce and award scholarships. So if you do have an interest in applying for one of those three scholarships, you need to do so by December 31st. And it's really, really easy. Again, head to our website, www.cnsmusic.com. That stands for Charles Novell School Music.com. And navigate to the scholarship page. There's a tab at the top, or you may need to hit the drop down, the more button, and get other options and selections there. But click on the scholarship page. When you go there, it breaks down these three scholarships that we've been talking about, and there's an application at the bottom of that page. There's a little drop down window for you to select the scholarship that you're applying for. Fill that out, submit that in. Again, we will start, we'll be starting that reviewing process here shortly, but we will, you know, be making those announcements and selections in January. So get those into us, and we would love, love, love to have you with us at CNS 24. And it's a life-changing experience, you all. It is absolutely a life-changing experience. This school is all I've ever known. I'm 54. I've grown up in this school. I missed 1 year. 1 year, and it about killed me. We moved to Georgia in 2005. That's what I'm trying to say. And we moved about 2 weeks before the school. And we hit the ground running when we got here. And it was busy, and we're getting ready for school, and I'm looking, and there are boxes stacked, piled high in every room still. We moved with two young kids, a two-year-old and a five-year-old, and there was no way that I was going to leave Jen. So I had to make a huge sacrifice and miss school that year, but I've been to these my entire life, and everything that every dream that God ever gave me, I've been able to reach it, chase it, and reach it through this school and the opportunities that it has presented me. The school has opened many doors for me. It's opened so many doors for students that have been part of the school. It has brought them recognition in places because of the training that they got at the school. I mean, you all were talking Michael Booth and Danny Funderburks and Jonathan Wilburns and Scott Godsey and Paul Secord and Joseph Reed and Allison Durham Spear. Then, you know, our staff, you all, we have, in addition to those, we have an incredible piano staff. Our school is very, very gifted with our piano staff. We have a piano staff that is second to none. Our vocal staff, just incredible. We offer workshops and seminars on about everything that you can think of that's related with Christian music. We have a worship course. We have beginning guitar classes, beginning piano classes. We have students show up. They do not know how to play piano or guitar. By the end of the week, we have them playing multiple songs and multiple keys. We do this because we have, you know, approaches and techniques that we use to let us work smarter, not harder. And music is an amazing gift that we have, but it is not as complicated as some would make it to be. So CNS is just a great experience. We'd love to have you with us. Hey, that's it for today. I just wanted to drop that information into you and your ears and let you hear that so you knew those December 31st deadlines that are coming up. Hey, you all be blessed. You have a great, great, great week. And you know what? Just knowing that this season, next week, Thanksgiving, man, I am beyond thankful for the God that we serve, that loves us, that extends grace to us on a daily basis. And when he does that, it makes each and every day our best day yet. You all be blessed. Thanks for listening to the Charles Novell School of Music podcast, The Best Day Yet. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under the name The Charles Novell School of Music. And for more information on CNS and our upcoming events, like our online school, our weekend regional sessions, our creative coaching, and our pastor's retreat, you can visit us at our website at www.cnsmusic.com. As you've listened to this episode, we hope that you've gained some information that you can apply to your music and to your ministry to make today the best day yet.